前几期的视频里讲到王一的长篇小说《一把刀千个字》。
In the previous episodes, we talked about Wang Anyi's long novel A Knife and a Signature.
有一位读者在评论区里留言说
A reader commented in the comments section that
以前曾经在图书馆目录中检索到这书的，今年想借来看。
I used to be able to find this book in the library catalog and borrow it this year.
结果检索不到了。
The search results are not found.
看到这个留言
Seeing this comment
用细思极恐四个字来形容我的心情是不为过的。
It's not an exaggeration to say that I'm feeling very apprehensive and thoughtful.
我暂时还没去某个或某几个图书馆印证这位读者的说法。
I haven't yet gone to a library to verify the reader's statement.
但我不但选择相信他说的。
But I not only chose to believe him.
而且还相信如此被下架绝不会是个案。
And I also believe that such a case of being banned will not be an isolated incident.
因为从当下的语境里是可以得到合理的推演的。
Because it can be reasonably inferred from the current context.
因此几乎是出于一种濒危感。
Therefore, it is almost out of a sense of impending doom.
我忍不住今天再来从另一个角度聊聊这部小说。
I can't help but come back and talk about this novel from another angle today.
之所以不厌其烦
The reason for this is
皆因对这部小说的至深之爱且固执
Because of my deep and unwavering love for this novel
以为它是中国大陆
I thought it was mainland China
1949年后
After 1949
仅次于陈忠实之白鹿原的长篇小说
The second longest novel after White Deer Plain by Chen Zhongxi.
包括两位作者的勇气
including the courage of the two authors.
而且因为种种他被严重低估
Furthermore, due to various reasons, he was severely underestimated.
被严重忽视
neglected.
同时
at the same time,
如果单从文体意义上
From a purely stylistic point of view
它的成就和价值还远远超过了白鹿原
Its achievements and value far exceed those of Beidou
与后者的长枪大炮不同
Like the latter which relies on long-range guns and artillery
王安忆用精致绵密
Wang Anyi used exquisite and detailed
饱含深情的语言
Expressing deep affection
把一千颗惊雷埋伏于克制、隐忍乃至隐晦的叙述里
Bury a thousand traps in a subtle, restrained and even ambiguous narrative
著名文学史家
Renowned literary historian
文学评论家哈佛大学讲座教授王德威先生为这部小说的某一个版本倾情作序题为请客吃饭做文章
Professor Wang Dewide, a renowned literary critic and professor at Harvard University, wrote an enthusiastic preface for a particular version of this novel titled A Dinner Party.
解读透彻自摘录录下
Here is a thorough interpretation of the excerpt below.
王安忆是当代中文小说界最重要的作家之一。
Wang Anyi is one of the most important writers in contemporary Chinese fiction.
新作《一把刀千个字》
A New Knife, A Thousand Words.
再次证明他的创作力历久弥新。
Prove once again that his creations are timeless.
小说始于扬州菜漂流海外的故事。情节
The novel begins with the story of a character who was shipwrecked and drifted overseas from Yangzhou.
一旦展开，赫然盘根错节。
Once it has spread, it will become tangled and complex.
纽约华人的大宴小酌牵引出东北哈尔滨一场家庭悲剧，上海弄堂深处的儿女恩怨。
A group of Chinese immigrants in New York pulled out a family tragedy from Harbin, Northeast China.
还有扬州城里城外的市井人生，旧金山。
There are also city dwellers in Yangju and outside the city, as well as people in San Francisco.
唐人街
Chinatown
大西洋城赌场
Atlantic City Casino
天津宅邸
Tianjin Mansion
甚至大兴安岭鄂温克苏猎场都是故事发生的场景。
Even the large-scale hunting grounds of Irwin Kinlinen, Heilongjiang, were the setting for the story.
越南女子、德州青年、新疆流民穿梭主要人物之间。
Vietnam, the main characters in the film Texas Youth, and Xinjiang migrants are Vietnamese women.
但小说的核心是某某大革命中一起轰动全国的政治迫害事件。
However, the core of the novel is a major political persecution event that shook the entire country during the Songbei Revolution.
扬州引传如何与某个斗争发生关联？
How is Yinju related to the fighting body?
海外华人如何应对某某主义乌托邦？
How do overseas Chinese people respond to a certain utopian ideology?
什么是一把刀？
What is a knife?
什么是千个字？
What is a thousand words?
王安忆调动人物情节。
Wang Annie's character and plot development.
纪实与虚构双管齐下。
Even with the use of fiction,
再再体现他拿手的现实主义风格。
Demonstrates his signature realistic style.
但在白描饮食男女同时，
While eating white rice,
他回向历史，二十世纪的革命狂飙。
He returns to the revolutionary frenzy of the 20th century.
不再。
No more.
新时代的中国人继续穿衣吃饭。
Modern Chinese people continue to dress and eat.
但曾经的信仰和随之而来的伤害萦绕不去。
But the former faith and the subsequent harm linger on.
总以最奇特细微的方式唤醒一代人的政治潜意识。不仅于此，
This is not only a unique and subtle way to awaken the political consciousness of a generation, but also
王安忆甚至将他的历史命题提高到抽象层次。
Wang Annie even elevated his historical themes to an abstract level.
人生茫茫苍苍。
Life is fleeting.
本命是什么？
What is your destiny?
革命是什么？
What is a revolution?
一个人是否可以凭空连根拔起，或再次落地生根？
Can a person pull up roots and start over from scratch?
作为个体
As an individual,
人之为人存在或消失的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of human existence or non-existence?
没有如此的大灾问作为底色。
Without such a major disaster as a backdrop,
王安忆的叙事在栩栩如生。
Wang Annie's narrative is vividly portrayed,
也不能显现他的现实小说独特之处。
It also failed to show the unique characteristics of his realistic fiction.
小说标题已耐人寻味。
The title is intriguing.
一把刀指的是扬州师傅善用的菜刀。
A knife refers to the type of knife used by skilled chefs in Yangju.
千个字则出自袁枚家具。
A thousand characters come from Yuan Mei's furniture.
月印竹沉
Moon-shaped, floating, and sinking.
千个字双高霉运一身花。扬州四大名园之一的个园命名
The name Kyrenji of thousand characters, high and low, plum blossom, one person, full of flowers is one of the four famous beauties of Yangju.
基本于此
Based on this,
袁枚浩旦
You and me, vast and magnificent.
诗酒风流。
Poetry, wine, and a life of luxury.
唯有亲一代文人风雅的典范。
Only the literati of the Qing dynasty were the epitome of elegant and refined culture.
然而
However,
在王安忆小说的语境里
In the context of Qing and Yi's novel,
一把刀回归民间隐隐有了杀气
A knife returns to the people and there is a hint of killing.
千个字
A thousand words.
历经月落星辰，坠入茫茫人海。
After falling through the moon and stars,
一把刀签个字。
A knife signed a contract.
上部铺陈了沉沉的故事，也提出了谜题。
The upper part has elaborated on Chen Chen's story and also raised a puzzle.
他从哪里来
？Where is he from？
要到哪里去
？Where to go？
下部里叙事陡然转变。
The situation in the lower part suddenly changed.
母亲这一人物出场。
The character of the mother appears.
王安忆不揭露母亲名姓，竟以她称呼母亲。
When any did not reveal his mother's name and surname, but instead called her by his own name.
家世良好。
Good family background.
美丽聪明
Beautiful and intelligent
在学校
In school
在单位都是一时无双的人物
In the unit, all members are unparalleled
但母亲也是孤独的
My mother is also lonely
在哈尔滨
In Harbin
母亲与来自扬州的父亲结合
Mother and father from Yangzhou
有了一对儿女
Having children,
这本是理想的新中国家庭。
This is an ideal Chinese family.
某革开始。
Revolution began.
母亲不由自主卷入，她观察。
Mother couldn't help but get involved in his observation.
沉思各方文斗。
Reflect on the various disputes.
武斗。
Fight.
远走南方串联。
Escape to the South, connect.
见证革命实践。
Witness the revolutionary practice.
终有一日。
One day.
母亲归来，静静写下十二张大字报张贴。
Mother returned home and quietly wrote down 12 large posters.
我们不知道母亲到底写了什么。
We don't know what the mother wrote.
但她的文字为自己。
But his words were for himself.
也为家人带来滔天大祸。
It also brought a terrible disaster to the family.
母亲被捕入狱，后遭枪毙，一家。
After the mother was arrested and imprisoned, the family was killed.
因此四分五裂。
Therefore, it is divided into five parts.
多少年后
How many years later?
扬州厨师来到美国法拉盛。
A chef from Yangzhou comes to Flushing, New York.
看见客人高谈国家大事。
Seeing the guest talking about national affairs.
左派右派争得面红耳赤。
Left and right arguing fiercely.
不仅枉然，革命。
Not only regretful, but also revolutionary.
不是请客吃饭。
Not a dinner party.
但时移世往，革命。
But now the world is going through a revolution.
不就是请客吃饭
？It's just a dinner invitation.
而那顿饭是烈士之子。
And that meal was the son of a martyr.
掌厨的拿手好菜。
Chef's signature dish.
万里之外的扬州佳肴里。
From the far off Yangzhou.
隐隐有一股血腥气味。
There is a faint smell of blood.
至此，谜底似乎揭晓。
This seems to reveal the answer.
王安忆俨然写了个后革命时代的离散故事。
Wang Eni has written a poignant story about the separation in the aftermath of the revolution.
一切俱往矣。
All things pass.
其实不然。
Act Actually not.
他不愿轻易告别革命。
He was reluctant to give up the revolution.
而是要再次叩问革命的前世与今生。
Instead, we must re-examine the past and present of revolution.
这让他的小说充满辩证意义。
This makes his novel full of dialectical meaning.
而这辩证集中纽约的扬州厨子和哈尔滨的某格烈士，儿子和母亲的关系。
And this argument quickly involves the chef from Yangju, New York, and the son and mother of a martyr from Harbin.
做了戏剧
Dramatic
化呈现陈晨的经历
Show Chen Chen's energy
必须放在大历史格局
Must be placed in the context of the overall historical pattern
理解他的存在
Understand his existence,
或甚至小说所有人物的存在
or even the existence of all the characters in the novel.
无非用以烘托母亲这个人物，一把刀切。
This is just to highlight the character of the mother.
千个字中
，in a thousand words.
有关母亲的描写
，descriptions of mothers.
仅集中在短短几十页里。
Focus only on the short few dozen pages.
这短短的篇幅却支撑了全书。
This short passage supports the entire book.
他的一生如橙红闪烁。
His life was like a flash of orange.
随即为历史狂飙。
And came the historical storm.
摧毁王安忆。
Destroy Wang Anyi.
以抒情的笔触描写母亲短暂的一生
Describe the short life of a mother in a lyrical style
她的高洁理想
His lofty ideals
她的温柔多情如此
His tenderness and affection were so great
华美
Gorgeous
只能存在诗的世界里
Only exist in the world of poetry
母亲周遭的人
Mother's surroundings,
包括至亲的家人
including close family members,
甚至小说家王安忆
even novelist Wang Anyi,
就算对他心存向往
even if you have feelings for him,
也是渴望而不可及
also, it is desired but unattainable,
在粗糙酷烈的现实里
in the rough and harsh reality,
那构成小说纷纷扰扰的世界里
In the chaotic world of novels
是容不下母亲的
It's not suitable for mothers
王安忆是忧伤的
Wang Anyi is sad
但故事必须讲下去
But the story must continue
荷马史诗《奥迪赛》里尤利西斯在外征战20年
In Homer's epic, The Odyssey, Ulysses has been away from home for 20 years.
返家面目全非。
The house has been completely transformed.
伺候他的老父。
Take care of his old father.
凭着他脚上的疤痕认出主人，一家团圆。
Recognizing the owner's family through the scar on his leg.
如何认出并抚摸那疤痕诉说
How to identify and caress the scar
那说不清的伤痛
The pain that cannot be described
是小说家的本命
This is the novelist's best friend
由革命写到请客吃饭
From revolution to dinner
王安忆运笔如刀做他的文章
Wang Anyi's writing is sharp and precise
起落之间
Between ups and downs
他炮制多少人间故事
How many human stories does he create
辩证名与实人与物的始末为之沉思为之叹息
Reflecting on the dialectical relationship between names and things and the endless cycle of beginnings and endings one cannot help but sigh
这是他的千个字。
This is his thousand words.
他一个人的小说革命。
is solo novel revolution.